Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Currently we're doing the chapter on showing kindness, gentleness on the various aspects as far as business dealings are concerned, and the virtue of it, the encouragement that there is in our deen and sharia to be gentle, to be kind in all different aspects as far as our business dealings are concerned. So as we're going through the ahadith, look at and try and understand that what Shariat is asking us to do, and look at the secular system, how they work, what are their operations. So then we learn to appreciate more, even more, what our Shariat is showing us to do. And look at the secular system, especially as what's implemented as far as the banks are concerned, etc., in terms of how they demand payment, how they make it more difficult for the person that is owing money, and look what Shariat is teaching us as far as making it easier for a person that is owing money. So one is look at the spirit of Islam, and one is look at the spirit of the West and the secular system. But yet, very easily they try to say that Islam is oppressive. But we look at their financial dealings, and we look at their financial policies, it actually puts the stranglehold on most of the people of the world, via the IMF sometimes, via the bank sometimes. Different monetary policies that they've got, they stranglehold the people and make it look as though they are very, very generous in the way they are operating. But the system of Islam is generous, the system and way of Islam is kind, and the system of the West is one that is very, very oppressive, financially oppressive. So as we're going through the various ahadith, what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked us to do, just keep that in mind, so a person will appreciate even more the beauty of the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. عن جابر رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال رحم الله رجلا سمحا إذا باع وإذا اشترى وإذا اقتضى رواه البخاري. هذا جابر رضي الله عنه narrated, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, may Allah be merciful to a person who is lenient when he sells, lenient when he buys, and when he requests for payment. So three times, this person that is lenient, in other words, he's kind. What Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is making a dua for that person. Rahim Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have special mercy on this person. May Allah have mercy on this person. Everyone likes when there's a pious person that comes to our country, everyone likes to take his duas. Sometimes we take the little children by that buzruk that who come from overseas, pious person, or the local person that's an alim. Take the child and Hazrat, please make dua for this child. Who doesn't like the dua of a pious person? Here we're getting the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For what? Something so easy. When a person is selling, at that time he's kind. When he's purchasing also, he's kind in the way he goes about purchasing. I gave an example. Person that's selling fruit on the side of the road. They are desperate for whatever fruit they can sell, whatever money they can make. But here a person goes and demands, no, drop that price of the bananas by 2 rand, drop this by 3 rand. The person hardly ever making any money there, and then we still want to be hard with them. So when we're buying also, we are lenient, we're kind, we take them into consideration. This person is trying to make something, let me help them also. I don't have to reduce the price of everybody's things. So وَإِذَا اشْتَرَى, when purchasing also, a person is lenient and kind. And the third part of the hadith is saying وَإِذَا اقْتَضَى, when a person is requesting, he's collecting payment now. Payment is being demanded, the person is asking for payment in a kind way, in a nice way. In fact, the English word of demanded is not the right word to be using. So when a person is requesting payment, people are owing him money, he does it in a very gentle, he does it in a very kind way, he does it in a very polite way. And this is what Islam is teaching us. If a person has this, then he's getting the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah have mercy on this person. How easy it is to get the dua of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just to get our trading practices correct. An Abi Qatada radiallahu anhu qal, sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam yaqul, من سره أن ينجيه الله من كرب يوم القيامة فلينفس عن معسر أو يضع عنه رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو قتادة رضي الله عنه narrates that I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, one who would like Allah Ta'ala to save him from the ordeals, from the difficulty of the day of Qiyamah, should give respite to one in difficulty, or he should waive off the debt. So this is the spirit of Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that one who would like Allah Ta'ala to save him from the difficulties of the day of Qiyamah. We know the day of Qiyamah will be a very, very, very difficult day. So if anybody would like Allah Ta'ala to save him from the ordeals and the difficulty of the day of Qiyamah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said he should give one respite. Person who is in financial difficulty, he's finding it hard to pay, give him respite. Respite means give him more time to pay. Okay, I gave you 30 days, never mind, you're battling, take 60 days, take 90 days, it's okay. You're giving the person more time to pay. You're making a payment plan, telling the person pay according to the payment plan that you can manage. So you're giving the person respite, you're making it easier for the person. This is what Shariat is encouraging us. Not that we increase it as the person is taking longer. You look at the banks, as you're taking longer to pay, the interest is getting more and more and more. Shariat is saying make it less and less and less. Give the person more time. Don't charge 1 cent of interest, give him more time. And the second part of the hadith, or Rasulullah said he should waive off the debt. Person is battling, waive off the debt. Don't increase the amount. So here we see this is the spirit of Islam. This is the spirit of Shariat. Make it easy for the person. So nowadays you'll find even in the name of Islamic banking, that the same thing is being done, the wrong way is being done, that the person that is in need is ending up paying more and more. And often when you do the comparison, what a person will pay in a normal conventional haram bank, so to speak, what they're calling now, what they are calling, not to say it is Islamic, what they're calling Islamic, he'll end up paying much, much more than what he'll pay there. So even it looks like on the outward that they are being more generous, the normal haram way of doing things, they are being more generous than what we are calling the name of Islam. What is true Islam? True deen is telling us, give the man time for free. Wipe it off, write it off. Don't ever increase on the amount that the person is owing, especially a person that is in need. Remember, a person that is borrowing has to be in need. He's already in need and we're making it more and more. And sometimes you do the calculations right at the end when the final payment is made after 20 years, what he would have paid for the house if he bought it Islamic way, real Islamic way, where not 1 cent of interest is charged, sometimes he ends up paying 3 times more than the cost of the house. 3 or 4 times more the cost of the house at that time when he bought it. So therefore we find the true real Islamic system is where we don't charge 1 cent of interest. Sometimes the name of Prophet is given, some other name is given, but we end up charging the person more. And what is the spirit of Islam? One ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنْ كَانَ ذُو عُسْرَةٍ فَنَظِرَةٌ إِلَى مَيْسَرَةٍ وَأَنْ تَصَدَّقُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah Ta'ala is mentioning, and if the debtor is in difficulties, then give him time, give him respite until he gains ease. Until he gains ease means until he's in a financial position now to pay. Give him some time. Don't try and make money out of him because he needs to borrow. This is not an opportunity to make money out of a person that is battling. You're supposed to be giving him ease until he gains, giving him time until he's in a position of ease where he can repay. And then Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَأَن تَصَدَّقُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. If you forgive. Here forgive means wipe the thing off. If you can wipe it off, that money that is owing you, this is far better for you if you only knew. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. This is the real true spirit of Islam. If every person has this type of spirit, then how easy it will become for the poor to be empowered. We always ask the question, how a person is going to get empowered, how a person is going to manage, a person is not earning well. This is how he'll be wealthy. Those that Allah Ta'ala has blessed with wealth, they spend their money correctly as Islam wants them to spend it. They help the poor, they lend the poor. Lending also is a very great ibadah. Lend, in other words, for free. Not trying to make money out of a person. Okay, you need money, let's see how we can do one deal and I can sell something to you at a profit and I must make money out of you, because this is not the spirit of Islam. The spirit of Islam is giving more time. In other words, allow him to use the money for free or wipe it off. Make it easy for the person. If every wealthy person does this, how easy it will become for the poor people to get financially empowered. There's absolutely no need to go to the banks and make the kuffar rich by the poor people now being indebted nearly their whole life to the bank. If Muslims bring the spirit of Islam and bring the true spirit of what a good Muslim should be doing, you'll find that it becomes very, very easy for the poor people. We'll be able to empower ourselves, not empowering the kuffar, and think that we are doing something that is Islamic. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.